Well, praise God, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Say, I'm blessed with His love. I'm blessed with the name of Jesus. I'm blessed with His grace, His mercy, His compassion, His righteousness, His Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. I'm blessed with faith. Today, right now, I exercise His faith in me by speaking the Shekinah glory in this place, in Jesus' name. We thank You for Your angels, Lord Jesus. We thank You for the fire of the Holy Spirit. We thank You for Your knowledge and Your wisdom. And we thank You tonight, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit will help us and the flesh will not get in the way. So I give my will to You, Lord Jesus, asking You to be Lord over my mind, my emotions, all my being. You are Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know something? When you get married, you give up all your rights. Do you know that? Some people don't understand that. That's the reason why marriages don't get along, because we still want our rights, whether it be a man or the woman. You give up all your rights. When you get saved, you give up all your fleshly rights. Do you know that? You don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. Amen? So, in our spirit is everything we need. Gifts, everything is in our spirit. But everything of the works of the flesh is in our flesh. Now, the flesh is going to war against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And you got to learn to teach your flesh that your flesh has no rights. See, a lot of people try to manipulate God financially because they think they have a right to His money. And we don't realize it, but the flesh is always in the way in those areas. That's why a lot of people don't get blessed financially, because they think that you think your flesh is telling you it's your right to have this. But unless it comes from the cross and through the Lord Jesus Christ by your spirit, you say, you have no rights. You have spiritual rights. And unless you go through the process of renewing your mind on a daily basis, say, I have no rights. But I have spiritual rights. You don't want your flesh running the temple, right? Amen? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Steve, to Philemon 1:6. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to just say a lot of things I believe I got from the Spirit of God in my prayer closet. And obviously you can't cover everything. So there may be some questions you people may, but you may have to go home and just open the Bible, because some people don't come back on Sunday. Hallelujah. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Ain't much good in the flesh. There's an awful lot of good in the spirit in Christ Jesus. That's where your rights come from. And by faith, you see, you're going to acknowledge that stuff. So I'm going to acknowledge, like we were just speaking righteousness and grace and mercy and knowledge and wisdom and the gifts and so on and so forth. You have to say it. You have to acknowledge it. That becomes, when you hear yourself saying it, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You see how that works? Hallelujah. Now, if everything is in your spirit, but also every works of the flesh is in your flesh, that's where the devil works with us. He tries to come against us. He tries to get us to fall from grace. In Ezekiel, we're going to go there in a minute. I can't cover it all. But Ezekiel saw into God's time, and he saw Satan. It was Lucifer at the time. And Lucifer was into gold and silver and business dealings and so on and so forth. So when you start to hear this tonight, you'll understand why America isn't the problems they have with everybody cheating and money value and all this stuff, because Satan ruined countries and nations. And so if America ain't careful, they're going to fall from God's favor. And so you got to watch. Me and Quentin were talking tonight, if you find gold in the hills, that's a good thing. But if you go out to buy gold, he was involved in gold and silver. He was involved in trading, you see. And it's strange that he was in Eden. Lucifer was. And Adam and Eve was in Eden. But Lucifer was there first, okay? Adam and Eve was naked. Lucifer was covered with all kinds of beautiful things. God wants you to know tonight, you're covered with all kinds of beautiful things. And how are you going to use it? Well, you got to give up your rights. You got to acknowledge the good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. See, when he was covered with all these beautiful rubies and diamonds and all kinds of different things, and he was in the trading and everything else, silver and gold, he was storing up silver for himself and gold for himself. It sounds strange, doesn't it? But Adam and Eve, you see, then and Lucifer at the time, he had no sin. The angels that followed him had no sin. Are you listening? They were pure, and they fell from grace because they had a free will. And Lucifer started demanding his rights. He wanted to be higher than God and so on and so forth. That's what caused his fall. He fell from grace. Then he went over and he tempted Adam and Eve. They were pure. They had no sin. And they fell from grace. I want you to understand today that the enemy is trying to get us in those directions. He's very good at it, you see. And he works with the flesh. So if we learn to give up our rights and flow in the Holy Spirit, your flesh will not have favor. Well, I mean, in sin and all kinds of things. It's found in Galatians, you see. The Bible talks about that your spirit ought to have the grace of God. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at briefly Ezekiel 28, 11 and 19. I can't cover it all. Ezekiel 28. And we're going to realize why it's so important on a daily basis to identify those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. You don't have no rights. You have spiritual rights. You have all the rights of the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection, but that's all spiritual. So we are baptized into the body of Christ as born-again Christians, you see, but Christians come to church as though they have rights. I have a right about this because a lot of Christians are led by their flesh, and their flesh is telling them they have a right to be wealthy. They have a right to be very rich. But if it doesn't come from the Spirit of God, you won't have it. You'll say that all your life and never receive it. And the enemy wants to use that to get you to walk away from the goodness of God or the favor of God. So I'm married, you and I are married to Jesus, amen? Well, the body of Christ, he's the head. And so I must give up my rights. I cannot let my flesh, the works of the flesh, demand from God. Everything I get, because it's already mine, already yours, must come through the Spirit. Amen? So there's a process you go through by making confessions that I give you my will. I turn myself over. I have no rights in my flesh, but I have rights in the Spirit. And my spirit is going to have the grace of God, and the anointing of the Spirit of God is going to teach my flesh how to overcome the desires of the flesh, because it won't. It'll fight the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 28. Let me get over there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He was a king at the time. He was doing business, and I can't. You can go home and read this, and it's very, very powerful. Isaiah saw the same thing. But you see how he's involved. You have gained, if you go down to 4, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. And so we're going to go on here further. Therefore, says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as a heart of God, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers against you. And he goes on to say a bunch of things about how his dealings, and you begin to see this in America, where there's been so many people that cheated so many people in business dealings, and people are in prison today for stealing billions of dollars. See, I think that's all satanically driven, because Satan was not a good trader. He was out to get gold and silver and so on and so forth. When you go down to 11, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you were a seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. See, I believe that Lucifer was here before Adam and Eve was, and he was doing business. See? And then when he fell from grace, he tempted Adam and Eve, and they were perfect without sin, and they fell. Today he's doing the same thing. He's trying to get us to get desires of the flesh. He's trying to get us, and he knows how to work this. And so if you work in the flesh, saints, and you don't work in the spirit, he'll take you down. You'll see oppression, depression come into your life. Why? He's good at it. And so you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. See, every stone. And he goes on to name the stones and so on and so forth. Yet Adam and Eve was naked. And he was covered with all this stuff, this beauty. Are you listening? So you and I, we need to understand that we have a covering, but it all comes to us spiritually by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So I'm going to identify every day those good things that are in me in Christ. It's important because that's spiritual. I'm identifying with those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. It's really important to learn this, saints, and to speak it every day. Because your flesh will start demanding things from God. I have a right to gold. I have a right to silver. I have a right to this. I have a right to that. And all the time when you check yourself out, it's your flesh doing it. It isn't coming from the Spirit. And if you don't learn, you give up your rights when you get married. That's where it starts. If you've been married or you're going to get married. You give up your right. You have no rights. Because that's the reason why people have problems in marriage, is because my rights. I want my rights. You're going to do it my way. Are you listening? Hallelujah. So he's covered with all this. The workman of your trembles and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. See, God created it. You were an anointed cherub who covers. I established you. See, God established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. That means his presence. He was in his presence. You walk back and forth. You know when God said in Genesis, what are you doing, Satan? I'm going to and fro, seeing who I can overthrow. At that time, he had fallen and so on and so forth. He's like a roaring lion going to and fro. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. See, he wanted to become like God. He wants his ways. He wants to be the God. He had a free will. And if you don't learn, and I don't learn, to give up our rights and become a spiritual man or a spiritual woman, our rights come from the cross. Our rights come from the resurrection. Our rights come from the forgiveness. Our rights come in the Spirit or the gifts of the Spirit and so on and so forth. But if you'll check yourself out, sometimes, a lot of times, your flesh is demanding your rights. Because we've been taught that you can have everything from God. If your flesh is demanding your rights, you only want it for the flesh. So I'm going to confess every day all those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to manifest them in my life, into my spirit and into my mind, renewing my mind in the Word of God. Because my mind needs to understand it has no rights. It has the rights of the cross, the rights of the resurrection, and it must be renewed. Your mind must be renewed. You see, when you see America today, you can see the devil everywhere. You can see Lucifer everywhere. That's why the money problems are having money problems. I'm telling you, saints, you can see it. Why? Because he was good at it here. He ruined nations. He was crooked in his trading. He become filled with sin and greed and wanted silver and gold. Now, I don't want you to think that God don't want to bless you. But if you really love Jesus, you should be able to draw everything from Jesus. You should be able to draw gold from Jesus. If he can put gold coins in the water and tell Peter to go catch the fish and get the gold coin out of the mouth and pay the taxes, he can't deposit things in you? Of course he can. You know what it is? We've got into the works of the flesh. Churches today have got to have dating games and all kinds of side dishes and so on and so forth. I ain't going to Crater Faith. There ain't no good women over there. There ain't no good men over there. We're here for Jesus. We're here to hear the Word of God. We're here to grow spiritually. If you want a date, you need to go somewhere else. If you find a woman in here, you found a good thing. If you find a man in here, you found a good thing. But don't come here demanding, I should have the yellow get a wife out of here. I should be able to get a husband out of here. You should be able to grow in Jesus out of here. And so your large churches today never check with the head. Jesus is the head. So now we're licensing homosexuals. They never checked with the head. They've fallen from grace. They have no favor with God. They're not in right standing. They're now bringing their own flesh and their will into religious churches and so on and so forth, and letting people have fun in the flesh. It's wrong, saints. We got to love the things God loves and hate the things God hates. And so he says here, the abundance of your trading, verse 16. I'm just skipping over some things now. The abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within, and you sinned. So you see all the trading going on in the stock market today? You see all these people that are swindling people out of billions of dollars? Satan is involved in that. If you hear a real good deal, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It's probably a big lie. Everybody today, most people are filled with the devil and don't even know it. Because he first set the footprint, Satan did. God allowed him to do this. God allowed him to be covered, and he fell in love with himself. He fell in love with riches. You have a spiritual right to receive everything from God as it comes down through Abraham, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, I cast you a profane thing out of the mountain of God, out of the presence of God. And you can find this in Isaiah also, and I'm not going to cover all that, Isaiah 14. The two prophets saw this, and they were warning us, you see, by the Spirit of God, we're going to read this, all this trading, all these quick deals, and all these things that go on in the world, Satan finally fell from grace. Now he goes over to Adam and Eve, who are naked in the garden, and they fell. But they were pure. They had no sin. When you and I get saved, we're washed in the blood. Sin is gone. You see? And he tries to get you to get involved in bad trading and different things and so on and so forth. I want you to understand, if God wants to bless you with gold, he'll show you where it's at. God don't want you out there paying $1,700 an ounce. That's the trickery of the enemy. And someday it's all going to come crashing down. The more we follow his trading and fall in love with riches and demand our rights, the fleshly man, the fleshly woman, demanding our rights. I have a right. You gave up your rights when you got saved. Your fleshly rights, the works of the flesh. Have you ever studied when Jesus, in Matthew 10, when he called the 12 in, and he sent them out and gave them power to cast out demons and heal? Right? Would you know Judas was one of them? He tasted of the Holy Ghost. He fell from grace. From how? Silver. He fell from grace. He tasted of the Holy Ghost. So Satan today is working overtime in the churches, in people. He wants you to demand your rights, your fleshly rights. I have a right to be wealthy. I have a right for this. I have a right for that. The only right you have is to be led by the Holy Spirit, to give your will and to give yourself over to God. You know, Paul said in Galatians 1:6, I'm surprised you have left. Put that up there, Steve. Galatians 1:6. I'm surprised you have left the true gospel for another gospel. They're not in favor with God. They left the grace. They left for another gospel. Unclean spirits. You see, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel. If you go to a different gospel, you don't have the favor. You don't have the grace of God. If I demand my rights, you see, and I'm in the flesh, and that's where the battle comes in, saints. Everything in Galatians in the flesh, you have all of that. Everything in the spirit, you have all that, and you identify with the spirit. But this is what's going on. There's a battle. And the enemy knows how to trick us. I mean, we hear about deals all the time. We hear about bad trading all the time. We see these great men who were in business for years and years and years fell, taking billions of dollars out of people's pockets. It goes on all the time. You know what that is? That's Satan, Lucifer, Satan trading through them. He knew how to do it. So if Judas fell and he was out there casting out demons and healing people, think about it. So just because you and I experience God doesn't mean we have arrived. It means we got to keep identifying with those good things that are in us on a daily basis. What's that all about? That's about renewing the mind. That's about telling your flesh you have no rights. Your rights are in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to identify. That's how I'm going to get the Holy Spirit to help me. He reminds me of the things Jesus said. He takes from Jesus and gives to me. He brings me in the prayer closet, and he prays in tongues through me or through you. You build up your most holy faith. You've got to have an identification. And the enemy, Satan, is going to come at you with tradings and all kinds of different things. I mean, all of us here have heard all kinds of strange and weird things. We've seen the government spend money like it's going out of style. The crookedness that's in Washington, D.C. The crookedness that is in the local governments. All the trading and buying on Wall Street. Think about it. Satan done it first. Lucifer done it first. Amen? You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. That's in the last part of verse 17. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. Listen now. See, God made him beautiful, covered him with all those stones, and he just fell in love with himself. And then he demanded his rights. I'm going to go higher than God. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. See, a lot of people get in the flesh and demand things in the flesh, and they destroy their walk with Jesus. We really do, saints. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they may gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. And he goes on to say, it devoured you. I turned you to ashes from the earth. See, one was naked, or two was naked, and one was covered with all this thing, and he couldn't handle it, Lucifer. No sin, beautiful. They were naked, pure, no sin, and Lucifer knew how to bring them down, or Satan at the time knew how to bring them down. He knows how to bring us down if we get in the flesh. If he can get you and I, the flesh, to demand things from God, Jesus told me the other day, if you truly love me, don't you believe I'll supply everything you need? Supply all your need according to riches and glory by Christ. Yeah, but I want to help you. See, the flesh wants to do things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I marvel. And a lot of people back there in 1:6, Galatians, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. You're going to a different gospel. You're going to leave the favor of God. Lucifer left the favor of God. You understand? Can you see the picture here? Judas, the same thing. Out there casting out demons, healing things, people and everything else, and he falls because of silver. That was satanic. He does the same thing today. He's got big churches with all kinds of fleshly programs. We don't see a great move of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you may go in there and worship God and say, ooh, did you feel that? Most big churches today, they keep preaching salvation to the people who are saved. You know why? They don't want you to know nothing. The fivefold is supposed to equip into the supernatural, but you can't equip if you're not walking there. You can brag all you want through the flesh. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm anointed. I'm a powerhouse. Well, let's look at your life. Let's look at your car. Let's look at your marriage, if you are married. Let's look at your bank account. Does it read zero? Do you have any track record in anything other than your mouth? I hear people brag on this stuff all the time. I tell you what, the enemy knows how to pull you down. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy 4, put that there. Oh, go with one. I don't know what it is. Well, now, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, you believe we're in the latter times? Some will depart from the faith, that's leaving Jesus, giving heed to deceiving spirits. You see, those spirits, doctrines of devils, those spirits will convince you, you see, you have a right. Have you ever heard anybody complain, I ain't never got any money from God, I ain't never got this from God, because it's your flesh that wants it. It's your flesh speaking it. Say, I have no rights. I got saved. I'm blood bought. All my rights come through the cross of Jesus Christ. What he's gained for us, what he's given us. Many will depart. Well, denominations, all big denominations have departed because they didn't check with the head. Licensing gays. Wanting to marry same-sex marriages. I'm not coming against them people. I'm telling you, I'm on God's side. I don't have no rights. I don't have a right to license gay people because the head says no. I don't have a right to smoke pot. I don't have a right to look at pornography. I don't have a right to have seducing spirits in my mind. I don't have a right as a husband to be seducing or looking at other women. I have no rights. My rights is in the cross of Jesus Christ. Now I must be led and fed by the Holy Spirit. Many Christians are going to fall into this. Because the enemy now has to get thoughts in your mind and making you believe it, and you start whining to God. I've been praying and fasting. I've been tithing. I don't have nothing. That your flesh, when the Spirit of God releases the power of Jesus in your life, you'll receive it. When you stop trying to help God out, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. John 10:10. Oh, you've all seen it. See, that's what he comes to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. That ain't much fun, is it? That's the devil. That's what he was doing back there in trading. Steal. Now he don't want to let anybody go. Anybody he's got in his claws and thoughts in your mind, he don't want to let go. But the blood covenant says you can get free. So I'm going to identify with all those good things. I have faith in me. I have grace in me. I have mercy in me. I have love in me. I have forgiveness in me. I have power in me. The power of Jesus. I'm identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection. I'm identifying with his name. So when people come in a church, they come in demanding their rights. Have you ever heard of me, Pastor Mayo? No, I'm an evangelist. Oh, really? That's nice. I'm a prophet. You know what I want to be? Like Stephen was. A nobody. That God's power worked through. I ain't got to have a name. I got the name of Jesus. Everybody wants to be something. I'm a pastor. I know they call me pastor. I've never considered myself to be anything. Jesus said these signs will follow those who believe. Stephen believed. And he worked with Stephen. And the power of God flowed through him. Not because Stephen was in his flesh saying, that's my right to be anointed. That's my right. If it's your right by the cross, you'll have the manifestation of it. You won't be walking around like a bulldozer went over you. Hallelujah. Turn to Galatians 6:18. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. See, we want all the favor of God with the flesh, in the flesh. You know why? That's just the way the flesh is. That's just the way that Satan was, Lucifer was. He had God covered him with all these beautiful rubies and all the things he covered him with. And it went to his head. God created him that way. Now God takes you and I, and he creates us through Jesus Christ. Your blood bought, you see. Your sins are forgiven. But you have all of God in your spirit, but you have all the works of the flesh in your flesh. The both of them are there. Your flesh is full of the works of the flesh. So if you don't identify and renew your mind, the flesh is going to kick in. And in Galatians, it talks about that, the works of the flesh versus the fruits of the Spirit. You've all been there, right? Good, so I won't have to turn there. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. See, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing. That's what it says in Ephesians 1:3, with spiritual blessings. Every spiritual blessing. See, your flesh gets up there and just demands, man, I want my money, God. And your flesh kicks in, boy, just whines to God. Jesus has told me in the last 3 days, each time he said, if you love me, then you should be able to draw everything from me. But if you're drawing from the world, then you love the world as much as you love me. See, we've gotten away from him providing everything. You know why? There's so much that we can look to. We can go to Walgreens and buy something for a headache. Buy over the stuff shelf. We can go to a doctor. We can go here. We can go there. We can go down to the emergency room and demand our rights. It's strange we don't demand it from God, spiritually. It's funny we don't walk by faith. You know why we're not encouraged? You know what we're encouraged to do? To tithe and get $1 million. Fill your pockets. Well, we'll skip over to Isaiah 14. See, this is good reading when you go home, saints. Isaiah 14, 12 to 21. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. Oh, blessed Jesus. Where is that at? I got to turn over there. Hallelujah. How you've fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who have weakened the nations. See, that's what he's doing to man. He's still alive. He's still stealing. He's still destroying. He's still killing. He's destroying America through money, through investments. He knows how to do it. In the last, 2 years, we've seen more people go to prison for swindling billions, not just $1,000, billions. What's that guy's name? Madoff. He made off all right. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I'll exalt my throne above the stars of God. See, when we get in the flesh, we start becoming God. The flesh starts demanding. Haven't you wondered why throughout time many, many, many thousands and millions of people have tithed and you don't hear many testimonies? I had a friend of mine one time. He was going to this church downtown or in the Springs. And the pastor was preaching on you've robbed God. He got so convicted, he took all the money out of his pocket, man, and gave it to the pastor. One guy gave his automobile over. He said, what have you done? I said, I got him walked out. It's funny how we go to the Old Testament when we want to manipulate people. Don't go on the Old Testament. We're under the blood covenant. But when I call you a thief and a robber, we'll go over Malachi and check him out. What did God say about that boy? He said, you're a thief. Can you imagine these prophets seeing what they're seeing? Ezekiel and Isaiah. See, God wants to show us into himself. He wants to open the supernatural to us. Not see, that's the reason why he tells us, seek the kingdom. Don't seek gold. I'll bless you. I'll bless you. It'll be pressed down, shaken together, running over when I bless you. You'll have some jingle. And anything you need, you can go out and get. I'll provide. Isn't that what he said? Well, one person said, yep, well, praise God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'm down at 14, Steve. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to show the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms? He's still shaking kingdoms. Greece is going under. Spain is going under. Look what he's doing over there in Egypt. They're killing each other. Syria. These are all Muslim people killing each other. Children, killing children. And all of it is to manipulate themselves so they can be leader. See, I tell God every day, I give you my will. I have no rights. I don't want my rights rising up from my flesh trying to demand from God. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of why marriages have problems? Because everybody has rights. The wife will say, no, I have rights. The husband, no, I have. Then we both get critical. Then we both fight. Then we find a lawyer. Ambulance chaser. Think about it. Have you ever heard that? When you get married, you give up your rights? When you get married to Jesus, you give up your rights? When you've been baptized into the body of Christ, you give up your rights? So you're not in there trying to manipulate religious ideas for the flesh to come into the building? Think about it. Ain't that right? Praise God. So in both of those places, Isaiah and Ezekiel, the prophets, they saw, listen, if you and I got into Jesus with no rights but had the rights of the Spirit flowing through us, we would be able to read anybody's mail, good or bad. They used to have a letter years ago called a Dear John letter. Is any of you old enough to remember that? Do you remember that, dear? Dear John. That's bad news, you know. That's what it means, bad news. God wants to give us good news. He wants to feed us with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He wants to take us into places he did with the prophets. See, if you and I could see the devil manipulating a business or people or an individual, a marriage, and you could actually see it, you could run that devil off in that marriage or off in that business or off that people. You really got to discern by the Holy Spirit if you have these great ideas. Where's it coming from? See, my great ideas, I want it to be about Jesus. I want it to be about praying for people. I want it to be operate in the gifts of the Spirit. I want it to be operate in the mind of Christ. I don't want to fall from grace. I don't want another gospel. I don't want to fall into the world and suggest that we should start licensing this one and that one, and because it's the proper thing to do. It's politically right. This is not political. This is supernatural. There's more people being sucked down the tubes by the devil than they even know. They don't even realize what's going on in their lives. Praise God. He shook kingdoms. He's still shaking them. And we always look over there, look at them clowns are doing over there, killing each other, fighting everything else. They're doing the same thing in America. You can't turn the news on. Someone's stabbing someone, someone's shooting someone. And now we're going to have recreational pot. They couldn't handle booze. That's why they're driving up, giving people enemas in the back of their cars with another car. Smashing into each other. Why do you think all this stuff is going on? You drive out here, man, you got to look everywhere and make sure you're ready to duck or speed up or go hide behind a pole or something. The world's crazy. He's destroying the United States. And we keep just passing bills, buying people out, and just... I'm telling you, saints, if America don't turn to God and if God's people don't start praying, he ain't going to heal the land. Me and Jeff were talking the other day, and Jeff says, well, maybe we ought to get a lot of side dishes. That means have all these other little plans, you know. I said, you know how many side dishes we've started in 35 years? And they wouldn't work, you know why? God don't want us going that way. If you want a date, sign up yourself on television there. What do you call that thing there? I don't know what you call it, huh? Huh? No, I mean the date thing there where you get, huh? E-harmony. Yeah, Christian dating. Christian mingle. Be careful you don't mingle with a thief. Someone trying to get in your pocket. The first thing you ought to say to a man or a woman if you're dating, I ain't got nothing. I'm broke. I got no rights. Can you get along with that? What does that mean? Sit down. I thought you'd never ask. Praise God. Shook the nations. I'll become a God. Do you know how many people who want a library? You know the presidents all get a library? You know how many pastors want a library? I told my wife one time, when I die, put her on the stone, if I knew what I knew today, I wouldn't be in this position. All I'm going to do is be fertilizer for daisies. Quint said to me one time, you got any insurance debt? I said, no. He said, what are you going to do if you die? He said, put me in a closet. That's what I told him, man. That ain't funny. And if you get bored, come on and talk to me. If nothing else, the bones will be still there clattering. You got to laugh. Well, praise God. See, I identify with his love, his blood, his knowledge, his wisdom, his gifts, the anointing of the Spirit. I am alive with the Spirit of God, not the flesh. Don't let your flesh demand things from God. It'll frustrate you. Then the devil will say, I told you it didn't work. Have you ever had a thought like that? Sometimes I get down a little bit and I try to find excuses to quit. quit the ministry. And I said, well, God, if we don't get no money and I can't pay the bills, I'm closing the door. We got home Sunday, $5,000 was in the box. He says, see, you can't quit that way. You'll have to dig back into the box of tricks. I'm telling you, God won't take his hand off me. When he does, I'll be pushing up daisies. My flesh. And my spirit will say, good morning, Jesus. It's been a long journey, but now I'm home. And now I'm going to get my mansion. Do you have any up here, Lord, with a swimming pool and all? Well, we don't do much swimming. You said you'd give me the desires of my heart, at least have a hot tub. Hallelujah! Now. Yes. He's got a song here, Terry. He's got "This Is the Time." Was that singing that, Jeff? You don't know. It is. Play out there. Play number one in the black. If it ain't black, it'll go blue. Maybe I'm colorblind. Independent what?
Which city? There is a city with the instrumental and other city with the lyrics.
Thank you. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus.
This is the time when true worshipers will worship Him. These are the days when my Father's ways will be known to men.
Jesus.
This is the hour when the Spirit's power will move again. As we in spirit and truth. Hear the voice of the Lord, for this is the time when true worshipers are gonna worship Him. These are the days when my Father's ways will be known to men. This is the hour when the Spirit. As we worship Him in spirit and in truth. we worship you.
Lord, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we worship you in spirit and in truth.
Can you hear the angels singing? Worship him today. Proclaim.
Jesus. If you want prayer, get up here quickly right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, your presence is your kind of glory, Lord. We thank you for your love and your forgiveness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, there's no sin in anybody's life in this place because of your grace and your blood covenant, Lord Jesus. We're all forgiven. We're all prepared now to receive from the Holy Spirit. Nothing will be held back, Lord Jesus. We praise and exalt and lift you up and call upon your Spirit to teach us and let these hands be the hands of Jesus. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God flow through me into people's lives, Lord. Let nothing stop it, Lord. No guilt, no condemnation. It's all spoken to in the name of Jesus and gone because we are in Christ. We are in Christ. There's no guilt there, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, that by your Spirit, Lord, by your Spirit tonight, he's going to manifest in our spirit up through our flesh, Lord, and we will receive the presence and the Shekinah glory upon us, Lord. We shall receive the peace, Lord. We shall receive answers tonight, Lord. We shall receive healing tonight, Lord, in our physical bodies. We shall have our minds set free, Lord, because you're here, Lord. Your blessed anointing, he is here to break the yoke of bondage. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. All praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
God says, my daughter, there has been a breakthrough. God is showing me, I see you on the top of a mountain, and I can see you smiling because you're looking at something through the eyes of Jesus, and Jesus is telling you that that belongs to you, and because you can see it, it's going to come to you. I'm going to reach out my strong arm, saith the Lord, and I'm going to blow it towards you. I'm going to cause that blessing to come, that which you are seeing, in Jesus' name. The dry spell is over. You'll now be watered like a well-watered garden. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. As I speak these things into her life, Lord, she shall receive them, Lord. She shall receive them by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that takes from you, Lord Jesus, and deposits in her tonight, right tonight, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The healing love of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. Oh, the healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing power of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. There seems to be something spinning out of control. God's going to stop it. God's going to stop it. God's going to let you get the blessing out of. That's the reason why he's stopping it.
it's getting your attention, and the thing is going around like out of control is going to stop right now, right tonight. It's going to stop, and you're going to receive the blessing. You're going to receive the blessing. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for what you've spoken into Steve, Lord. We thank you for the blessings, Lord, that, are stored up in his spirit by the Holy Spirit, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory, for there is going to be a great breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a green door, and God says there's new beginnings. But this door is going to open because God, any door God opens, no man will close. It's a green door. So there's a new beginning is coming to you. And God says, be very careful and watch for it. Let the enemy don't steal away from you, because it's going to be different to you. It's going to be different to you. And sometimes we are creatures of habit and we refuse things that are different. But this is different coming from God. And so God says, my son, you will be awakened by the Spirit of God to this new beginning. And it'll bless you. It'll bless your wife. It'll bless the family. A green door, a new beginning. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, I touch my brother, Lord, with a fresh anointing, Lord, of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. I can see in the supernatural, I can see a dove. I can see a dove, the Holy Spirit, and it's high. God is going to bring you to a higher place only by his power. And he's going to let you look down on some things that have come against you. And you're going to see how small it really is and how big you are in me, saith the Lord. And how it's going to wind up under your feet. You're going to step on it. And you're going to destroy it, and you're going to step on it by my power. My foot will be in your foot, but you take a long look at it so it doesn't come back to you. People have tried to bring things to you, and God says, no, you're not going to stay at their level. You're not going to be where they tell you. You're coming up higher where I'm bringing you. You're coming up higher where I'm bringing you. And the anointing of the Spirit of God will be upon you. Don't you fret, because you may battle from the pew to the pulpit. But when you get behind the pulpit, the presence of the Holy Spirit will fall upon you. And you'll see deeply in me. And you'll have the boldness to speak out what you're saying. And when you speak out, it's going to reveal people's hearts. But it's going to be a healing, revealing healing in their hearts. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I can just see you jumped off a set of tracks, like train tracks. God just got you out of a mess or out of something that was trying to hurt and destroy you. And God says he wants you to praise him. He wants you to love him, because God has a plan for your life. And it's not to get run over by a train or by an accident or by anybody trying to destroy your life. That includes the devil and principalities and powers and the works of your flesh. God says, my son, I've taken you out of that. I want you to be very careful and quiet and listen to me, because my design for your life is not according to your flesh, but the design of my spirit in your life. It's going to carry on my ministry, saith the Lord, because the Bible says, and you heard me say, you can do the same and even greater. So God awaits the obedience of your flesh to the spirit of the living God, and not the complaining law of your flesh, but the peace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit flowing up out of you, bringing you into places
that you never thought you'd go. But God says, it's wide open, my son. It's wide open. And he's yanked you out of trouble, and he's yanked you out of that track where a lot of damage could have been done. But God says, I was with you, and I yanked you out of there, and now you are free. Do not let the enemy bring you back in. Do not let the enemy bring you back in. You have my grace. It's power. It's power to say, no, I ain't going there no more. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. I touch her family. I touch her home right now. I touch her finances, Lord. She is going to get wealthy in the Spirit, Lord, in the anointing of the Spirit of God. It's going to bring wisdom into her life, Lord. The wisdom is found in you, Lord Jesus Christ, by your Spirit. And it's going to cause her to be able to see differently, Lord, that the flesh will not be controlling her eyesight, but the power of the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is going to have her eyes opened, that you'll see. She'll see through your eyes, Lord Jesus, and she'll see it differently. She'll see it how you see it, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory as I speak that into her life right now in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can see you going up a pair of stairs, and it's almost like you don't want to go any further. But I don't think it's you, the Spirit of God in you. I think it's your flesh. I think you're sometimes concerned about being tired. And sometimes stairs tire you out. But these are stairs placed there by God. There's power in each stair. There's revelation and light in each stair. But sometimes your body complains. But God is calling you up higher, calling you to another level, calling you to another stair. Because each stair brings light and revelation. Even though your body may complain, God says, my son, you will be awakened and be alive by my Spirit. And it'll cause you to give strength to your mortal body that you'll go higher in me, saith the Lord. So I await. I await you to get to a certain step, because then some things are going to explode. Father God, for my glory. Father God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. You know, I can see you stumbled. You was coming through this thicket or something, and you stumbled, and these, there's almost like briars were trying to get a hold of you, and they were scraping up against you, and God has just brought them away from you. God has cleared a way for you. He's cleared a way for business ideas. He's cleared a way for the grace and the mercy and the power and the wisdom of the God to flow through your life. Everything that was getting your attention has been pulled away from you, and it will not return, saith the Lord, but you'll be awakened to ideas. Wisdom will flow from your spirit by the Holy Spirit, and be ready to receive ideas. Be ready to be bold. Be ready to be a champion for me, saith the Lord. Be ready to willing to change things for the glory of God. For you'll have the power of my spirit so that you will not refuse to become a champion for me, saith the Lord. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, what you're doing in her life right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see this little ball of fire, but it's not here to burn you or to baptize you in the Holy Ghost with fire, but it's here to guide you, that nothing will come near your mind or come near your home This is the fire of the Holy Spirit. It'll keep the enemy, a seducing spirits, a lying spirits, a sick spirits away from your house. It seems like he's telling me it's going to be with you. It's right over your shoulder here. It's going to be with you. And you're going to rely, and when you see this, stand away from your home. You're going to have faith in me, saith the Lord, and you're going to rely more and more on me, knowing that I'm with you, knowing that the fire is holding back anything that tries to come near your home. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing, Lord, and how you're showing him, Lord, and how he's going to see the manifestation of what's being spoken tonight, Lord. Things that used to come to the home freely will be held back. There'll be a tremendous peace in your home, a tremendous peace in Matthew, a tremendous peace in your wife. And you all of a sudden want to do family things together. You just come up, Matthew and your wife and you will be coming up with ideas. And these ideas are being manifested by my spirit, saith the Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you've done and going to do and continue to do in his life, in Jesus' home, in his home, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want us to stand in the gap for a friend of mine named Carol. I think she's got osteoporosis, something like that, her bones.
Oh, okay. Father God, right now he's standing in for Carol, Lord. Father God, life and death are in the power of the tongue. I speak life into her bones right now. I speak the healing power of Jesus into her bones right now. I curse any sickness or disease in her bones right now. I command her to come out of any bed ideas that have been given to her by doctors or anything else, Lord, that the word of God will touch her mind, that she will be encouraged tonight, that the grace and favor of God shall fall upon her, and she's going to want to walk. She's going to want to speak the word of God and speak the name of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit will rise up in her, according to my word in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that every bit of it will be loosed from her right now in Jesus' name. The power of God, no distance, Lord, is going into her bones. And I bind you, Satan, from that bedroom. I bind you, Satan, from that home. I bind you, Satan, from her mind. I bind you, principalities and powers, you spirits, you seducing and lying spirits, you doctrines of demons that have come to her with sickness. I bind it now in Jesus' name. And I release the cross, the resurrection power. I release the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his wonderful love and anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage by his spirit into her life this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see a purple band around your head. Hallelujah. Purple band. It's not tight. It's almost like supernatural, like it's floating. It's floating right now around your head. Oh, Father God, supernatural ideas. Supernatural ideas are going to come to her mind by the power of the Holy Spirit. Supernatural ideas. It's going to light on the both of them, Lord. And as I touch them, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, for a great change that's coming, Lord. A great change. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your mind is being cleared in Jesus' name. Your mind is being cleared in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The mind of Christ is bringing ideas, wisdom, and knowledge from Jesus into your mind. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for your presence in this place, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the supernatural, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a change coming to you. What's your name again? Your first name? What's your name? McGill? There's a change coming to your life from God, not from a devil, not from the world, a change coming in your life. You hadn't expected this. It has passed through your thoughts, but you haven't really, by faith, held on to it. God is bringing it back to you, and there's going to be explosions of things about God that you never knew was going to work in your life. There's a lot of things that have come against you, and there's a lot of knots that God is untying right now. You've been tied to things, and God's untying you. God's loosing you from them grave clothes, from them bondages in your life. God's loosing you right now, and God's freeing you. And when God says he looses you, loose you are. The abundant of life of Jesus is going to flow to you now. Now that he's got you free, now that he's spoken to you, now that he's cleared your mind, and now that he's freed you, different things from the Spirit of God will flow into your life. Is this your wife? Your wife has been concerned and worried about some things, and worry is going to leave your life, my dear. You're going to be restored, and the presence of God is going to come upon you. Even tonight when you leave here and you go home, the presence of God, the anointing of the Spirit of God is going to break some things off from you that has got you in a place where God don't want you to be, and you don't want to be, but you've been traveling in your thoughts in different places, and it's just been overactive mind. And God said, it's gone now. And you're free in your mind, you're free in your spirit, you're free in your emotions, and you're going to see things turn around. You've wanted change in your life? Well, God says, here it comes. Watch out, because my power is going to touch the both of you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Jesus, we love you, Lord. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, to God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, tonight, Lord, I command the hand of God to be upon each one of us, Lord. And that we'll never be loose from your hand, Lord. That a journey's going to start tonight in each of our lives by the Spirit of God. And we're going places that we didn't want to go. We're going to see things that we normally don't want to see. But we're going to walk in those areas obedient to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to rise up in us, Lord. And as you did Ezekiel and as you did Isaiah and the other prophets, Lord, you're going to open our eyes, Lord Jesus. We're going to have the understanding of our calling. And we're going to believe that we have the faith to walk in it, Lord. And we're going to please you, Lord Jesus. We're going to love you. We're going to exalt you. We're going to love you by speaking the word of God. We're going to love you by praying in tongues. We're going to love you by identification of those good things that are in us, Lord Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. So we give you praise and honor. honor and glory. There's a refreshing, another anointing, another level coming into our lives, rising up out of our belly. Rivers of living water, Lord. Different manifestations of your spirit, Lord. In these end times, Lord, that we may set the captives free, Lord. Bring those into the kingdom, Lord. Speak the light and the revelation of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Because you are master, you are king, you are Lord over the universe. And yes, we ask you to be Lord over our lives, Lord, that we have our lives, Lord, that our lives will be committed to you, Lord. And we belong to you, Lord. We belong to you, Lord Jesus, all of us, spirit, soul, and body. So we ask the Holy Spirit tonight to help us get that light and that revelation, because you are the King and you are the Lord. And we don't want to disappoint you. We don't want to hurt you, Lord. But if we truly love you, we'll believe it, our God supplying our needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you and we praise you and we exalt you tonight, Lord Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Yes.